Broadway casting director Vincent Liff died this week of brain cancer. He was 52. Liff assembled talent for some of Broadway's biggest hits. His first success came in 1975 with The Wiz. He went on to cast a string of long-running musicals and their national tours, Grease, Ain't Misbehavin', Dreamgirls, Cats, Miss Saigon, and The Producers. His friend Murray Horwitz has this appreciation.
Vinnie Liff and I started out in the New York theater at about the same time, 30 years ago. I was an aspiring actor and writer, he a casting director. Casting directors don't get enough credit. In the theater and movies and television, casting directors do the enormous job of rounding up the actors best qualified for the roles in a show, organizing and supervising auditions, making recommendations to directors, writers, and producers, and often hiring the cast. A good casting director is invaluable. Here's an example of how hard the job can be. In 1978, Vinnie and I worked together on Ain't Misbehavin', a show I co-wrote. The show was a hit, so now we needed actors for Broadway, a national tour, and London, and understudies for all those companies. At the height of that dead-on-the-beat disco era, we needed dozens of young people who could sing relaxed, off-the-beat swing songs. And they had to dance, be African Americans, fit specific body types, and have incredible vocal endurance. Vinnie found them. You can't really judge Vinnie Liff's greatness, or any casting director, by the number of stars he discovered. There are some well-known, wonderful performers who got their breaks in Vinnie's shows. Andre DeShields, Peter Gallagher, Stephanie Mills, Dee Dee Bridgewater, but no big celebrities. Vinnie didn't care so much about celebrities. He cared about actors. What made him great, what makes any casting director great, was the extent to which he absolutely loved actors. He understood and marveled at the skill of a good actor, and he shared in the joy of it, the joy of pretending, of trying to be somebody you're not, and of being so good at it that you can make people laugh, cry, and every once in a while, learn something about themselves.
Murray Horwitz is director of the American Film Institute's Silver Theater in Silver Spring, Maryland. He was remembering his friend, Broadway casting director Vincent Liff, who died Wednesday at age 52.